Well, howdy. This is Zardoff from the Lost Omen Podcast presents The Slytherin. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
There it is. Welcome back. This is episode 132. Dan's going to chew on that chocolate cake. The Lost Omens podcast. This is your ASMR podcast. Dan's literally eating a slice of chocolate cake. Oh, his mic's muted.
It is.
You're so much smarter than me.
Yeah, I never turned his mic on, actually. Oh, is the issue, so.
Thank you.
You never do.
I did this week, though.
It's been.
You did. Thank you. You're welcome. It's because I thought JB was coming.
Never forget his mic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
How many pieces of cake you had, bud?
Just half.
Sounds made up.
Yeah.
He's having another seltzer, though.
It's so good.
The Polar.
Oh, yeah.
Blood orange lemonade.
Lemonade?
Oh. Oh, my God. We've been getting those for years. You just now realize the giant lemon on the can.
To be fair, seltzer lemonade doesn't taste like anything most of the time. True,
yeah.
So
yeah.
This particular one I thought was just blood orange. I didn't read the whole label, apparently.
Or the giant lemon. That's on the front of it.
Well, yeah, that just blends that's in.
Yellow.
You don't the yellow read yellow lemons, Tim.
Huh?
You don't read lemons.
I don't know how to read. I just assumed everyone else was reading lemons.
I don't know how to hear no more about lemons.
Danny sent me a picture of a coffee table today, and I just replied, I don't know how to hear more about tables.
And I was like, you're going to hear about tables. And he's like, is that an innuendo?
Oh.
What are you, in seventh grade? Oh, you want to show me your tables?
Like table Excel. Scene is like a thing in hentai adjacent spaces. Straight up.
Anyway.
Now tell me.
Thank you for coming back to this very weird
Abel's
place. Oh my gosh. These guys are sugared up on this free prom cake.
It is not cake. Once again, yeah. It is all ganache. Oops, all ganache.
Little layers of
that sounds like my prom.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that was none of my proms.
That's so funny.
I went to four.
I also went to several. Yeah, yeah.
Only one of them proms. I want to go with someone that I went with.
Yeah.
You want to go to prom with me?
Yes.
Aww.
How was that a question?
Finally.
Right? Absolutely.
We were all wondering when you were going to ask him.
I had this whole big elaborate plan. And
oh, you were
going to
do the proposal? Yeah.
Was it going to be after Dr. D and I fight in a Denny's parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, how did I know?
Right after he lost his grave digging job?
They paved paradise and bought it.
Jesus,
Denny's
Taylor, stop
lot.
Flirting with me.
Never mind.
All of my students, I was so excited that Dan was actually coming with me to prom. I was like, I can show you that he really does exist. He is a real human.
Did that one guy just go up and ask him if he knew Tin?
And Dan goes, who? And Dominic didn't know what to do. He's like,
It broke him.
He didn't hire me for the night to answer questions, sir.
It was so good.
One girl so told good. Me I wasn't a bad GM.
Oh,
made my night. And I was like, I can go home now.
Yeah, if she was in my class, I would have failed her.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
No,
you're not even in that game,
no,
sir.
No, not. She's
I did roll a troll slayer, though, for that game.
That's really funny. But they definitely thought I was going to do, like, a bait and switch. And by they, I mean, like, Kendra, mostly, and Monica a little bit. Thought I was going to do a bait and switch and say that I was bringing Dan the whole time and then actually bring Tim.
Were we going to do that one year for, funny. Like, your holiday party or something?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh. It was, like, an end-of-year party.
Yep.
We almost just had a spit take of Corona.
You could.
That would have hurt coming out the nose.
Here's the thing. Everyone who works on the Professional Casual Network they might not be married to each other, but functionally, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Why am I only married to the men? No, you know what? Don't answer that. I already know the answer.
Because that's all you can handle.
Girl.
Yeah. That's true.
And that makes all of our patrons our sugar daddies and mamas.
It does, yeah. Special shout out to our patrons who went over to
patreon.com/professionalcasual
and they signed up $1 a month, and you can be our sugar daddy mama.
We're sugar that mama daddy. Cheap.
I'm gonna start calling Anthony Daddy Hot Hands.
Daddy Hot Hands. Sugar Daddy Hot Hands. He'll just look at you and be like, okay.
Daddy Hot Hands.
Then he'll give you three graphs.
A picture of the baby sleeping in the store.
Yo, that kid is a totally different kid with his haircut.
Oh my gosh, like, he's so
cute. He looks like he's in college now.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't stand it. And his little teeth, when he smiles, he looks like Grogu.
Bearded Dragon Games and online.
And he's just the cutest.
Actual he's so sponsor. Cute.
How old is he?
Cute
like
age.
Like 1.5.
It's not a cute age. You're wrong.
No, he is, because he can't talk back, but he talks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it, I mean, like.
Play? Play?
I hear what you're saying now.
And he thinks I'm funny, which is
but
great.
But if you ingratiate yourself to a 1.5 year old, then when they're 3 and they think that you still want to hang out with them, you have to break their hearts.
I think I will still want to hang out with him when he's 3.
That's incorrect.
I don't know, man. There's something about the Rofe's kids where they look how I imagined our kids would have looked.
That's weird.
Have you seen my incredibly strong genes that should be the dominant genes? And yet I ended up with blonde and fair skinned children.
I just didn't know why you were expecting all of your kids to look like Anthony.
Maybe it was Justine, Tim.
I don't know. I was in his
all
vicinity.
Of the Rose kids look like Anthony. Every single one of them.
I was in his vicinity for 5 minutes. I thought he'd get me pregnant.
I mean, it happens.
Daddy Hot Hands. Listen, he acts fast.
Look at you.
And careful, that vindictive glare, is that what it was?
Are you asking me about one of my feats that I forgot?
Intimidating glare.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Or intimidating prowess.
I think
might
it's
be the one.
Fertilizing glare.
Wow.
Wow. Fleshy exclusive.
The fleshy exclusive.
We'll have to include some custom feats in our one shots, and that'll be one of them.
It was a disarming stance.
Ah.
That's not even close to this. I guess it is kind of close to the same thing, actually.
Are we going
to
make things, innuendos based on 4 moves of Pokemon? Because that's one of my favorite things to do.
Horn drill.
It's so much fun. Never mind, because that's
thank
creepy.
You to our top tier sugar daddies who went to patreon.com and signed up for our top tiers, the professional cake sitter daddies and
the king ding daddy dongers.
Daddy dongers.
Daddy donger. There you go.
Ugh, I don't
like that. That.
Yeah, that's
no thank you.
Nope, that's canon.
That's
now.
Really tiptoeing on a line there.
Yeah. No thank you. No daddy dongers.
I like it.
But thank you to the following sugar people. I feel like that's more inclusive, right? Mm-hmm. Sugar people.
Sugar buckaroos.
Including, but
no. You gotta listen Bucko to a late eight show. Oh, it is Buckos. Yeah,
Buckaroos is fine.
Oh my God. I was listening to a podcast this morning and I almost wrote about it in the Discord.
Elite Showdown?
No, there was some line and he was like, you know, this bussy be popping. And I was like, what?
Once again, are you sure it wasn't Elite Showdown?
And I know how uncomfortable that makes Chuck. So I want to.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it either.
Oh, so good.
One of the greatest words ever. I adore it.
Was
it. I love
so
it so much.
So good. Oh, I love them.
There's so many things you can turn into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So thank you to our top tier patrons, including but not limited to.
Daddy Hot Hands.
Daddy Hot Hands.
Daddy
Hot Hands. Daddy Tisdale.
Papa Otis.
Daddy Paxis.
Daddy Leroy. Papa Devil Pup.
Daddy Skills or Wizard Daddy? There's the question.
Wizard Daddy.
Daddy Chugger?
Oh, yeah.
One. Whiskey yes. Daddy. Yeah.
1,000 times yes.
Daddy Maze?
Yes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
By Daddy?
Just like it happened to me.
Briar Daddy?
The Father.
Oh, who did I leave out? Rob Dagna. That's it. Thank you, guys.
Remember, people are going to be like, comment. What did they do before? They all ate a really rich piece of cake. We were just watching a bunch of Dilf porn
NBD. I was just going to say, we're going to get comments like, oh, I couldn't listen to this episode. They were all drunk. No, it was just cake.
It was just cake.
It's just a lot of daddy ganache.
There's very little alcohol around the table right now.
That's true.
There's a lot of peanut butter, though.
Not anymore. I think I've eaten most people's jars of it by now.
I had no cake. I don't have this excuse.
Sorry, Ben.
You're the one that came up with it.
One slice left.
Oh, chip it on over.
One slice left in the fridge.
Hey, if people wanted to ship you cake, how would they do it?
Oh, I'll tell you. P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. Almost give you my real address because I will...
Because you want a
drunk
cake.
On cake.
I like desserts so much. It's a problem.
Just desserts.
Right. It's like I am that meme of like, you know, I feel like I have the physique of like, I like to work out, but I also like to eat tacos. But for me, it's desserts and tacos.
And dessert like tacos.
And
yo, Choco tacos.
Right. Oh. Gone forever.
So
careful. Good. That's a sore wound for,
love Choco
for
tacos.
The GM, Choco Tacos.
So they had Choco Tacos in my college dining hall, yeah. Right? Just readily available.
I'd be cool. 700 pounds.
Right? No we deal. Went out to the Mexican restaurant, Azteca, in Oswego, and they had this, the dessert taco, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, it's a
relatively legit Mexican place. Let's get their dessert taco. That should be awesome.
They served me a goddamn... Choco taco on the plate. And it was just like not $9. In the wrapper. Yeah, they unwrapped it. They like some like chocolate sauce on the plate and stuck the Choco taco on the plate.
What a solid business.
$9.
What a solid business.
I was like, are you kidding me? Gosh. I'm like incensed about I have not had a Choco taco since, and now they're discontinued, so I never will.
Yep.
So suck it, Choco taco.
You're still so mad about it.
I'm still mad about it. I was wronged.
And here's the follow-up question. Did you eat the whole thing?
Yes.
I would have.
Well, especially when it's $9.
Angrily. And I was a poor college
student. I can see it.
It was like $3 a bite.
Listen, I've never
eaten. I'm pretty sure that place is closed too, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I've never eaten a taco.
It's like 20 cents a bite. Those things are enormous. Are you kidding me?
Well, this one did not seem that big.
Yeah, I think they're pretty small.
Wow.
No.
It was not large.
Why don't they just make like a churro bowl and put ice cream in it? Sounds dope.
I love churros.
Why are we even here right now?
And then batter it and deep fry it too.
Wow.
Right?
Wait, what?
Where's your food truck?
Huh? I have drive it to Adepticon.
Having some sugars.
Well,
right
they
now.
Have these things called health inspectors, right? Yeah.
All right.
They have these things called child labor laws.
That's going to be the next PCN venture, though. So food definitely, truck? Yeah, that hangs out outside of the conventions that we go to.
Yo.
And like, real. Come on out.
Yeah.
We'll have, you know, different foods named after the different events or people.
We could make sprinkles that look like excess sprue bits. Like a bunch of gray sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
That sounds
sprinkles.
Really appetizing.
Right? Everyone says.
I gotta be honest, I hate it, but I am behind it.
In reality, it's just sprue bits. Yeah.
If you have an idea talk. For our impending food truck, you can call or text 603-803-3235.
Big food truck.
It's happening. I want a food truck so damn
much. Send us pictures of your cake.
That jazz band.
Of your cake.
Yeah, of your cake. Yeah, what I say. Yeah.
Yep.
Cake.
Cake.
Don't forget cake.
Cake.
Everybody loves cake.
Cake or death.
Cake. I'm actually not a huge cake person.
Just that
I'm not
particular
either.
Cake. Yeah.
What about that cake was
that was cake
good,
was very good.
Because that was like brownie cake.
What
with
about parfaits?
I have been known to enjoy a parfait.
Partake
very specifically, a
parfait.
A peanut buster parfait,
ooh.
Which I know is not a real parfait, but I like it.
Buster.
I used to get them at McDonald's parfaits all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think the lake here in this map is Lake Life. Lake
Sperm
of Life.
The Zoa.
The fertilization lake.
I think so, too. The fertile lake, like
it's
the fertile
a very
crescent,
fertile lake
from which all civilization emerged.
Yep.
Back to global one, baby.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, lake looks like a sperm.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Dino DNA.
Dino DNA.
Oh, dino dental.
Yes, that has your DNA.
Not mine. It's my kids.
Isn't that your half DNA. Your DNA?
I don't allegedly. Know, man. It was a wild night.
Who knows?
One of them looks like
I
me.
Already said, you guys are all effectively married to each other. It
that's
could be
true.
Any of yours.
Yeah. Could even be mine.
Could even it's be true. A
boy. No, wait a minute. Even those two kids don't look like me.
I don't know. Lydia's getting some olive skin.
All right. I'll claim her.
Done.
I'll take it.
And those elbows.
Watch out.
Maybe they would look more like you if you didn't just film it happening next time.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
You got to... You can't win the lottery without playing, is what he's trying to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Oh, thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
You miss every Thanks shot for... you don't take.
Listen, I miss all of my shots now. I'm kind of SOL.
All right. Moving on. You're in the hollow. Very specifically, the cemetery. And you are talking to Boorilu.
Our new best friend.
The Shuni, who is a little skeptical of you still. Mm. And as you're chatting with him, you heard the creak of axles and you saw the light of a lantern coming up the road from the gate. Soon, you see a human carter from Cassin Lee arrive driving a small horse-drawn cart. And the cart holds a single plain pine coffin. And Boorilu explains to you that this is the burial he was expecting. Oh, yeah. Seems to be Clive has arrived. Clive has arrived. That's a funny
I don't get it.
Clive has arrived unalive?
Oh, no. Clive is still alive. It's the
Clive's driving
girl,
the coach.
Oh.
Poor girl in the coffin who's not alive anymore.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Is the girl's name Clive?
No.
I don't understand the joke.
The cart driver's name is Clive.
How do you mean?
He drives a cart. His name is Clive. He is alive.
Sir, have you met what's him? Your name?
Wait, is that the horse?
Oh. Huh?
Is that the horse?
No, the horse is dead.
No, the horse is driving the cart.
The horse is pulling the cart.
To drive.
Yeah, he said his name is Clive. Everything checks out.
The horse?
Hello, Clive.
Hello. I come bearing this poor wretched soul, Anya.
What's Anya with you?
I don't understand.
That's fair. It's fair.
Wait, what's so wretched about him?
Well, she was a local teenage girl. She had no family. She was a bit rough around the edges. And sometimes ran around the Swordlands with a group of young delinquents. They would steal chickens, knock over outhouses, you know, that sort of thing. Typical youth behavior.
Is that a Yusoki?
No.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
She was in good health.
Excuse you.
As far as anyone knows, but she was found dead in her hovel this morning without a mark on her.
Just this morning?
Really?
She just passed away in her sleep.
Would you?
Her neighbors remarked that she looked haggard and hollow-eyed in the last few days. She'd complained about terrible nightmares featuring a little girl.
Oh, no.
So.
Would you mind if I take a quick look? I'm a medic. And a forensic scientist.
Oh, she's already dead.
So he kind of narrows his eyes at you. Well, I have yet to nail the lid on as we were going to perform some last rites, if you so deem a perusal necessary.
I promise I'll do nothing untowards. Just a last minute autopsy.
We have to move towards the body.
Yes.
So how are you going to do anything? You won't do anything untowards?
I will
go towards.
I will be very respectful.
Walk sideways.
Okay. Don't make eye contact.
With the dead person, I hope their eyes are closed. I'd like to... I don't use my forensic stuff very often.
No?
You gonna follow the lead on this one, or...?
But okay, I do have the forensic medicine methodology.
Okay.
How fresh is the corpse?
Well, that's how I get hit points equal morning. To my level added.
So, less than 12 hours.
Less than 12 hours. And where did the corpse happen? The corpsening occur?
The corpsening happened in her hovel in Cassin Lee. Just, 4 miles toward town.
Okay. So, once I am able to inspect the body, I have a feat called Forensic Acumen. I've never used, was a free feat at character creation. That, first off, it takes me half the time to recall knowledge while investigating the body to find something out. If I succeed at the check, I can attempt an immediate check to recall knowledge to follow up on something I found with a +2 bonus. Check is usually related to the cause of injury or death. To find out exactly what happened to her. becomes a plus three because I'm a master in medicine.
Okay.
So it's a recall knowledge, so it's a secret check.
Okay.
If you wish. My medicine is now a plus 21.
Shut up.
That's all right.
Level 10.
Stupid.
The moment Mr. Brennan touches the body in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to cast Breath of Life on her.
Okay.
And she'll come back
That's
to life.
Only if they died with a million.
Listen, I know. Let me do the bit, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to lie about it and then be like, nah, it doesn't work that way. Ah, nuts.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Busted.
Oh, man. Brennan. Upon looking at this body, adi adi, you recall in great detail the body of the bandit guy.
Yes.
And they look...
as he was known.
Adi adi. They look identical as far as cause of death.
Which we determined was because of a night hag.
Yes.
So I will shut the lid quickly. Mud?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have a problem that is continuing that we should find the time to take care of because Clyde, was it?
Clive.
Because I'm alive.
Oh yes, that rhymes. You've been around long enough. I'm sure this won't bother you too much. Mud, the night hag has struck again.
What?
That was really good.
I mean, she's clearly been killed by the same thing that killed the bandit guy.
Yeah, being a bad person.
What?
Well, that's who night hags target, are people that are bad people.
Well, she was doing things that were outside of society's norms because she was trying to survive, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it struck again. It's something that
I would really
probably put an end to.
I completely agree. I was really expecting that night hag to be in that Aeon Tower. I'll be completely honest. So it wasn't. So I don't know how we go about tracking down a night hag, but I don't, they that needs to be removed 100%.
Well, all right. Mud, if I may be so bold,
yeah.
It seems to me that we are in the exact right place to request assistance with otherworldly things. We have a source of potential information right here.
Yes.
Yeah, Clive moves dead bodies all the time.
So because I passed that test to investigate the body, I assume I passed. If I passed, I can do another recall knowledge.
Gosh, I don't know.
To like build off of that based on what killed the person, which was a night hag.
Mm-hmm.
So can I make another recall knowledge test here on the night hag? About night hags to see like how can we potentially track it down? Like how we want to essentially, you know, find it and destroy it.
Right.
What skill would that be based off of? Occultism?
Yeah, I would say so.
So I would get a plus three to this, a further plus three because of my forensic study there. So this will be a 22.
You're so dumb.
I think I'm actually rather intelligent.
That's awesome.
It's literally his entire character concept.
Seriously.
This is the first time he's been able to use it.
Skill monkeys are fun.
You are a rat.
A rat folk, thank you.
Yeah, you're not a primate.
I was very close to playing a goblin monkey. A monkey goblin.
Monkey. I want to play a monkey goblin so bad.
I am a monkey goblin.
Brennan.
Oh, yes.
The one aside, Mud brings up a good point. So far, sure. All of the victims have been people who aren't great.
Yes.
Right? In whatever capacity.
Nobody's perfect.
Whether, you know, they're dishonest or they do vandalism things or whatever, they're not well beloved in the community.
Okay.
The one thing aside from that that connects them all is that somehow Oppervandi always knows when someone's gonna die. He always sees a little girl in a nightmare and then somebody has died.
That's right.
So Oppervandi is at the center of this, but from what you guys could tell, Oppervandi's not bad. Right? That's why she's not killing him. He's really, really good. He's very helpful in his community. He's like a pillar. Yeah. Well beloved.
Very helpful to us and gave us dinner.
So you almost wonder if this is her, the Night Hag's way, by giving him like that, like forethought about the deaths. If that's her way of like trying to like break this up, standing
corrupting him,
because make that would be bad. The best, right? If you can corrupt the most upstanding person in the community, you can corrupt anybody.
His soul.
Right, but how do we
so
find
much
her?
On that market too?
What?
So night hags, they break people, right? And then they steal their souls if they die this way. So this young woman, unfortunately, has no soul. They trap them in a gem and then they sell them on demon markets.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're... I do respect a good business person.
So Brennan realizes all this as he's thinking about it. He's not going to relay any of that information, though.
To answer your question, though, as far as, like, finding her... She's not going far from Opera Vandy, probably, and you actually encountered the Night Hag. You know that. She took her necklace back.
Oh, yeah!
So if you can find her heartstone, you can find her.
How do we do that again? That was on accident before. So, Mud, so I believe what I know about Night Hags and what I've seen as we've been in the Swordlands here, that I think this particular Night Hag, for some reason, is fixated on Opera Vandy. We did find its heartstone on accident in that urn when I dropped it.
That's what that was?
It was so heavy. Apparently, she took it back. Yes. Very lucky she didn't just kill me as I slept. But if we find the heartstone again, we will find the Night Hag. I'm not sure exactly how we'll do that, but it seems as if it's not going that far from Karen.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I thought he broke again.
So we could have Cubby sniff your neck.
Yes.
And then Cubby can sniff things.
Did I wear the
necklace?
Oh,
he's not a tracking dog, as I understand it.
I think you put it on.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think you're right, that she's probably somewhere right around Opera Vandy. She's got to be like in the woods behind his house or something.
Come out, Night Hag!
Well, no, we're very far away from Opera Vandy right now.
Yes, that's true. He's just rehearsing.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm going to draw my bow and arrow anyway. Now I'm thinking about Night Hags.
Wait,
Brennan's getting a little scared.
A bog siren.
A bog hag?
No, a bog siren.
If there were bog sirens, I already would have either killed or been killed by them.
That's a good point.
I guess they're just regular sirens.
Yeah.
Anyway. As I already expressed, the only kinds of sirens are bog sirens.
Yeah, so I guess bog is kind of redundant.
Sirens.
It is, actually.
Yeah. Just like me.
It's like saying chai tea.
Tai Chi?
It's like seeing TT.
You're, what was your name? Horace? Harold Dern?
Clive?
Clive?
No, the other guy.
Horaloo?
There he is. Horaloo. Horace. Yeah. You speak at bones and sing at them betimes. Do you feel like you'd be decent at hunting a particular rogue undead?
Unfortunately, hunting is not really one of my better known talents.
I don't believe hags are convenient. Undead anyway, aren't they?
They're fae, yeah.
Say what?
They're not undead, they're from the first world.
What's a fruit? What?
The world the before this world. One.
There was a what?
The first world.
We probably shouldn't talk about planar things with Zaresk.
Yeah, well, this is all news to me as well.
I figured we were having a very plain conversation.
Yes.
Anyways.
But, Borgtar, can you talk? Like, I know you sing to the dead. Can you, like, talk to them? Can you talk to this lady and maybe she can provide some insight onto, you know, where this Nightmare's Hag might be?
No, unfortunately, when I sing, they just dance. There's not really much communication aside from that.
Mm. More importantly, can I hear?
What more would you want for an actual circus? Like, it's very unhelpful for our current quandary with the Night Hag, but
right
for the game, if perfect. That's not exactly the kind of act we want.
Well, and especially when you think about that, we can like have like a special like theme night, like bring your own dead and watch your loved ones that have passed dance.
Wow, that's horrendous.
I don't like that idea.
Well, that sounds great,
right?
Thank Mr. you, Mr. Borloo. Is there anything Kirby can do to help you? Maybe with this casket?
No. I find it best if I do it myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Horlu and I think we share a broader profession. I think we're both custodians of a piece. And it's not my jurisdiction. And I give him a nod.
Borealis, I have two questions. Number one, what do you do with the excess dirt that does not fit inside the hole?
We just leave it to mound on top and everything settles nice and flat after a while.
Can I eat her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zarask, what?
Boy, I'm glad we're not in a city right now.
I feel like we talked about this. It's like he
waits. She's just getting put in a hole.
That's true.
Literally a waste.
Well, she'll feed the earth.
Yeah, don't worry. Someone's going to eat well.
Zarask, we've talked about how different people have different customs.
I like his thought better.
Oh, she'll feed the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's also important to respect other people's customs.
No.
Honestly, that's not the strangest request I've ever had, so.
What is the strangest request you've ever had?
Now, I don't think I have the stomach to hear the answer to that. If I can direct us to a more profitable line of inquiry, it seems to me we got to make a decision whether or not to keep on at the Aeon Towers or circle back and try to deal with the Night Hag before it claims another victim.
I mean, I think we can kind of do both at once, right? Well, gotcha. I didn't realize we were here.
I just did it.
Okay.
Oh, we're at a place. Sorry, the scene switched. Now we're in a cemetery.
Going back to Opera Vandy is kind of on the way to that last tower, isn't that?
I don't think so. Now that you've switched it.
I thought we already passed the place that he was at.
Maybe no, yeah. We're right above the shooting place, I thought, no?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
You guys are south of Carrick.
Oh!
Yeah, I think this was on the way to the tower.
Isn't Carrick where Opera Vandy is?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. So we're not going super far out of our way then if we're just past Carrick.
I would say not. I think it's a good idea to make sure that more people don't die.
I completely agree.
But at the same time, we would be saving more people by taking care of the tower.
Well, I mean, that'll happen eventually, right? When we save the tower, farms come back eventually, right? It's not like there's people in dire need of saving there.
Right, but like, before you start making eggs, you put coffee on. So that way the coffee percolates.
And I prefer tea, but...
Shut up. And it's ready after the eggs are done, because the eggs don't take as long.
If we have the ability to like save another life, especially a child, I think we should be morally inclined to take care of that first. No?
As a child?
Well, a teenager, yeah. With no family, like
kind of tall for her age.
That's a very noble sentiment, Mud, but I gotta argue that none of us know how we'd even go about it.
She only strikes every few nights, and she just struck, so I think we have time to do the tower first.
I have a better idea. Why don't we take care of this Night Hag, since she seems to be such an immediate threat? And it'll be something where lives will be saved right now, as opposed to letting it percolate over time.
Well,
better great publicity. Idea.
If Mud and good Zarask are so concerned about the hag, you could head back to town and Curve and I will go clean the tower.
Here's the thing. Let me offer you another.
Yeah, do that. Do it.
You're a follower of Phrasma, correct?
Yes.
And what's important to Phrasma is having your balance. Your soul go to the boneyard, right?
Oh, yes.
Night hags literally steal that and then sell it on a demonic black market.
I hate how good you are at arguing.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
actually,
we're not only saving lives, we're saving like literally their eternal soul. I kind of feel like that's the big deal.
I do hate that.
Also, Mr. Brennan, I think that it'd be best if we stuck together. We still don't know who set up that gizmo at the other tower. If they're still working against us or might still be in the tower when we get there, we're going to want to be all together.
Hey,
The towers have been quite dangerous for four of us, so I think two would be overwhelming. If this is something that we think we can complete quickly, I do agree that it's important, needs to be done for certain.
But we need a plan.
To save people's souls, I think is very important. I respect Phoresma very much as a power in this universe. And yes, we should make sure that she gets her souls as she is due.
I mean, she's been wrong before, so like, meh.
Excuse me?
Phoresma?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's never wrong.
Well, she
knows people perfectly.
Never's a harsh word.
Yeah.
It means past, present, and future.
Well, she's a god.
Well, I mean, so am I, and I've been wrong before. Well, that's like barely ever, but
not true.
That he's been wrong before?
I hate to argue with you, Mud, but captains are not wrong.
Yeah.
As soon as they're wrong, they're no longer the captain.
Gotcha. I wasn't the captain at the time I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Fair enough.
But it was on the boat. I wasn't the captain of the boat.
Yep.
So
that's all above board.
Yep.
Should we go back?
I was not above. I was down below, but yes.
So oh, I remember. You were above again? A different board.
Yeah. What's up?
What?
Should we go back to Upper Vandy's to look for the necklace again?
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
So we're searching for a mystical jewel thing?
It's a card game. It's
called we're searching for the Night Hag, but the mystical jewel thing could certainly expedite the process.
But if she came and got it back, she probably still has it, right?
I don't think they keep it on them.
Oh.
I mean, it was in that little urn.
She may have put it back where it was.
Oh, yes. Safekeeping.
Did you know, Sitch? I can scratch it.
No, please don't.
That would make a lot of sense. If she's been hiding the Hearthstone in Opera Vandy's, like, place, she's probably going back there on a regular basis.
Oh, right. Yeah. That might be her base of operation.
Yeah.
He sees her all the time.
Do we know if there's, like, do they make a new Hearthstone with every kill, or do they, like, put the soul into the Hearthstone again and again and, like, power it up?
That one.
Okay. And with the knowledge checks that we've made, are we correct? Do we know if they, like, don't keep the Hearthstone on them for a reason? They usually, like, hide it away?
They can, like, teleport to it or something?
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, she's been keeping it on Opera Vandy's property so she can keep coming back and forth and, like, messing with him.
So we should be... So based on what we understand, what the characters understand about Night Hags, we should be able to find it on her on the property and have her, like, come at us.
Yeah,
so she's got to come back to it sometime.
We can ambush her with her own necklace. Boom!
I'll eat it.
Then no, don't eat the necklace. Oh, yeah, it's full of souls.
It. No, that's the thing. What if he eats it, though? And the next time she tries to teleport to it, she teleports into Zaresk's tummy.
That's what I mean, yeah.
That sounds awful for Zaresk.
I digest rocks. I don't care.
It's a full-size person.
It's a child.
It's a fairy.
I've eaten a child.
No, it's not a...
They're fae. They're from the first world.
Yeah,
I've eaten a child before.
Fairies are fae, yes, but not all fae are fairies. Please don't put fairies into this. I don't know how much more I'd be able to go on with all of you.
Don't worry, Mr. Brennan. I'll be around this time.
I cast Summon Fiend.
She is mean to the guys. Just saying.
Gotcha. So yeah, let's head right back to Opera Vandy's. Let's get that Hearthstone and let's just...
Before we go back, Borlu, are you taking the offer of the position?
Why don't you come with us on this particular outing, see if you like the flow, and if you like it, then you can come with us. If you don't, then you can still just be hired at the circus.
Well, what we're doing in Upper Vandy's will be absolutely nothing like what you'll be doing day-to-day at the circus.
Or?
Unless you want it to be.
With my fresh new crayons, you can just come to the circus for free with this beautiful new ticket.
Oh, wow. That's artistic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got artistic crayons.
Oh. I do need to finish burying dear Anya.
Yeah, well, yes, of course.
And then I think I would make my way with you.
Okay.
I mean, not... That sounded weird.
I liked it.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
I didn't find anything weird there.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get Anya with it?
All right.
Ow.
Is your friend going to be offended if I sing to her as I do my rituals?
Oh, give me a sec.
Okay.
Would you like Continue. Us to stay here to make sure it's safe since it's getting dark?
I mean, I wouldn't know the way to go if you left without me.
To Carrick?
Yeah.
He wants an escort. Let's give the guy an escort.
Oh, wouldn't you? I assume you'd be riding on the cart back.
Where do you live?
Well, Clive's got to go back and probably get other bodies or whatever, right?
I've just got a room in Castonly. It'll be okay.
Oh, actually, Clive, I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
When you die, are you going to be called Cled?
Oh. Or, the top tier joke. Cleciste?
Clun alive.
Clun alive.
Clun dead.
Clatter spaghetters.
Spaghetters is a family name.
I can't just drop it. I have to hyphenate.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Lander Siren, are you done singing yet?
No, not yet, dude.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So he continues singing his song, and as he sings, you get to witness these lights appear and just like they look like they're dancing all around him. But I would love it if you would all do some kind of
performance check.
Nah.
Will save.
Is no. he doing a performance check?
What do I want you to do? You could do nature. You could do survival. Anything like that. Anything so that you can percept here.
Okay, is this percept audible? Because I have my ears covered.
No, this is visual. You could do perception.
Okay, I should be fine then.
Perception. Wait a minute.
I'm going to take a -2 circumstance penalty because I'm busily trying to cover my ears and not look at things.
Okay.
Oh, it was
different. I'm going to do the survival check.
It's the other glasses I was looking at that gave me a bonus of perception. That would have been much more useful.
And that's a 27.
Okay.
25.
Okay.
I'm going to use acrobatics.
Not fun.
I'm sorry, did you say I could use perception?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
These new glasses are my eyes are still adjusting to it. It's a natural one.
It's like there's glass in the way now or something.
For a 21.
Well, joke's on you. I rolled a 17 on the die, which means I got an 18.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, these lights are really cool. These dead spirits dancing around.
Cool. How many are there? Like a bunch?
Yeah. Like a lot.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Do these look like the things that we saw in our camp where they were on the other, like the island on the, on the swamp?
No. They're very small.
Oh.
Very small.
Mm-hmm. So when I throw rocks at them, they're probably not going to squeal. Or like, oh.
Right.
You just hit Borlu in the head.
Oh, poor guy.
Borlu, what are all these things?
Those are my friends.
Gotcha.
I mean, I have friends and they look like whatever he is and a rat people. And a sea pig.
I didn't expect to be included in that list.
I didn't either. Yeah. I'm kind of mad about it.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't hear whatever the rest was saying.
I immediately turn around to the both of them and I stand at my full height and go, "You're both my friends."
Like a threat.
Why are you saying it's so weird?
Anyways.
I thought we were all friends. I just didn't know if everybody else felt the same way.
Hmm.
If you died, I wouldn't eat you.
Dead.
Aww.
That actually says quite a lot.
That's so nice.
Thank you, Zerisk.
I might need a partner, Kerber.
Well, that's how you get his power.
She's dead. I don't need his power.
She's
dead. I'm slippery now.
Oh, that's true.
In her head. Because she's dead.
I can't wait for the Kled is dead song.
Wow, why would you wish death upon him?
It's just going to be a banger.
It's peanut butter berry time. The
girl that he's interning isn't dancing while he's doing this, no. Is she? Okay. No. All right, dope.
Under the dirt? Hopefully not. It's literally a fear.
Yeah, it starts bumping.
She's just like death rolling like a crocodile digging the hole.
If she's a crocodile.
Shooting out a berry. The big shovel.
So can we, I don't know.
We just kind of standing wait. It looks nice, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's cool. Very cool.
I'll just enjoy the show.
I don't seem to have any problem watching the dead rise and dance around or anything like that. I just don't want to hear the singing.
Can I sit on the cart and watch?
Yeah.
It was a long way here. My legs are tired.
That's up to Clive. Don't ask me.
Borlu,
I ask you.
Do your friends, live here? If you left, would they come with you?
I mean, I think the dead are everywhere.
God, I think these things are everywhere?
Particular friends would stay here. Spooky. But anywhere there are spirits,
what if
they'll come?
What if we brought one with us so you could feel a little bit more like you're at home just for a little while?
Oh, I think as long as it was okay with that. I don't want to, spirit nap it. You know?
I think I can guarantee that what I'm about to try will be okay by your parameters.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Bind Undead on one of them.
Okay.
It only works if they're mindless.
Okay.
So if they're not mindless, then it fizzles. But there's no save or anything. Just one mindless undead creature with a level no greater than the Bind Undead spell level is our ally for a day. Does it work?
Nope.
Nuts! They got brains in there. Really tiny brains.
The teeniest of the tiny brains.
Just like me.
Yes, actually.
So we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he pats the dirt on top and says, good luck to you, Anya. I'm not sad that you won't be knocking any more outhouses over. But I am sad you're dead.
I'm actually kind of annoyed at this night hag for murdering that's a cheeky prank, knocking over an outhouse. That's not evil.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, something that she probably would have grown out of anyway.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. She's dead.
That's what I said would have.
Right, but it's a little rude. Like, we're at her funeral.
I'm kind of complimenting her, saying that I think she would have grown out of that kind of behavior.
Yeah, but now she can't, and you're just saying it in front of her.
Well, it's kind of disrespectful.
To be fair, her soul is within the Heartstone, so I'm not in front of her in any way.
Wait, so if I eat that and it gets digested...
Please don't eat it!
Is her soul inside of me?
No, you're not going to digest through a Heartstone.
Right, so the soul will just be in you forever.
Wait,
no, he'll just pass it eventually.
I don't know. Heartstones are pretty big.
And it's on a necklace, so that could get stuck in there. That could be very damaging.
So if I tie
it, your lips aren't highly moving anymore.
Don't recommend
are you
doing
doing
that.
Some sort of hum singing?
He's done. And the lights go away.
How am I supposed to know that, though?
His mouth's not moving anymore.
And the lights go away.
But again, he to could my be earlier singing. Point.
Yeah.
He'll
yeah,
come he over and like pat you on the shoulder and say, I'm done now.
I want to look at Zarest through my new glasses and try a diplomacy check to get him to convince him to not eat the Heartstone.
Okay.
For the audio listener, I nodded vigorously.
Is this so?
It's cocked.
It's so close to a natural 20, but it's cocked on the spiral of the notebook.
Is this a request?
I'm highly recommending you don't eat it.
And he does count as a target that is already friendly towards you.
The GM sets the DC based on the difficulty of the request.
Mm.
That's hard because I feel like for a normal person, this is not an outlandish request, but it is a risk. So I feel like this is going to be a little tricky.
And Brennan's backing up with logic, which is probably worse for his game.
Right.
It's basically a foreign language.
The DC at your level is 27.
I got a 20 because I rolled poorly.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Right?
I have a better idea.
And my diplomacy is not actually high. I just wanted to actually use it.
And I agree completely with what you're saying.
Oh, good.
I will pass it before it dissolves.
No, please don't eat it.
Right.
Mud.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tie it to a string and I will hold the string so it stays in my stomach and dissolves.
That's even worse.
Why?
Because you choke on the string.
No, it's small.
Whatever. If it kills you, I tried to stop you.
Nothing important.
Okay.
So if I start collecting souls, do I become like a harvester or something? I don't.
Well, are you collecting them or reaping them yourselves? Or are you just collecting already established souls that other people have reaped?
I guess.
You plan to sell them to demons.
Am I?
Yes.
No. I can't remember if it's demons that buy them. Someone definitely buys them.
Yeah, but they're in my stomach once they break out of the heart still.
This is embarrassing. Zeresk, you don't know this because you're a new sailor, but all sailor souls is they just go right to Gozra. Whether or not they're yours, any that you were in your possession, they go right back to Gozra when they dump your carcass
your unalive, dead, deceased, rotting carcass back in the water.
Gotcha. Okay, so as many souls as I can get will go to Gozra.
Yeah, but he didn't use them. It doesn't matter how many you get.
Don't collect souls.
He's not interested in them.
Got okay. If he doesn't need them for anything, then I guess there's no...
And just remember, yeah, the whole collecting souls thing is why we were able to convince Mr. Brennan to go down this path, right? So collecting souls isn't necessarily a Gucci thing to do.
No, there's just there's no profit in it. You won't find a buyer, Zaresk.
Well, no,
more of a moral thing than a business.
I'm just saying, it's like not dope.
Yes, very not dope.
Is it not even Doper's McGoper?
Oh, it's incredibly not Doper's McGoper's.
Mud, no, I don't normally wish I'd turn to face just Mud, so hopefully Zaresk doesn't hear this. I don't like to use your strange influence over Zaresk, but maybe you could decree...
I'm holding the Ringmaster staff up to Mr. Brennan.
Is it the way that he looks up to you? If you tell him just don't do it, maybe he'll listen to you.
I don't think we have to worry about it until... Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
If we convince him ahead of time to not do it, I don't have to worry about it because I cannot physically stab him.
Think of it this way.
He's three times my size.
Think of it this
way. Probably more.
He could agree to anything. What he does in the moment is up to nobody, not even him.
He'll probably just forget he agreed anyway.
Right. So let's just stop bringing it up. And he'll forget about it. He's only got so much storage space in there.
Again, why he's so good at arguing? Well, you're not really arguing at this point. We're just trying to figure out how best to help Zaresk.
The entire podcast stupidity. Is the two of you just trying to manage the two of us.
Yeah. Yes. And usually we have the same goal. We just have very different ways of going about it that clash.
Zaresk has just beat him in the head brute force. And Curve is just like, no, because it's actually an ocean cat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has said the exact thing. I have very specific rules that no one else understands.
So back to Carrick.
So as, you know, Borlu's packing up his gear and everything like that into the wagon, and he's talking with Clive about how they'll, you know, go back up to Carrick.
Not a swagon.
I want you all to make a perception check, please.
Can I use performance?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
28.
Nice. Okay.
35.
Wow.
And I have dark vision.
Oh,
okay. I have low light.
22.
It is getting dark. What'd you get, Kurva?
21.
All right. Aha. Brennan and
the best of being
Mud. You notice from the trees to the north, you see what looks like lantern light.
Oh.
Approaching you.
More people are supposed to be delivering corpses, Borlu?
Not that I know of, but it's pretty common to go foraging up in the woods from time to time. So
in the dark though?
If they were foraging during the day, it's the end of the day.
It seems late to be getting back.
Does it seem like it might be the things Rest was describing earlier? By chance, are they like bobbing around?
No, it looks like an actual cart in a lantern. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Hello. And you hear a voice. Hello.
Oh, hello.
State your business.
We're the Circus of Wayward
Wonders. No, not you.
Oh.
I'll see if they speak Aruxi.
After like 15 seconds, you hear, hello.
Hello. Louder? Hello! Maybe they can't hear us.
Okay.
Oh, they use the Ringmaster staff. They'll certainly hear that.
I could throw a rock at them and see if they giggle like the other lights.
Well, don't try to hit them.
Hello?
Hello?
I yell hello in undercommon.
Hello?
Bonjour.
You're sounding more and more distressed.
What?
That literally sent a chill up my spine when you did that.
Hello.
Keep going. I'm gonna get off the cart and walk that way.
What's it?
What, Mr. Brennan, you should probably go with him.
What? What? Okay.
You got good eyes.
What? It's not too dark yet.
And you're really good at talking to people now too. So.
Ooh, I wonder if they'll have an amulet that I can swallow to practice.
I'm glad you think I'm very good at talking to people.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming toward you.
I'll go with him.
If you are a bog siren, which I understand is redundant. Please say so now so I can cover my ears.
I'm going to say one space behind him and two is right.
I'm going to be directly behind Mr. Brennan. butt.
One step behind Mr. Brennan's butt.
Specifically. Dangerous. But I was going to roll stealth, but I did very poorly.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're all yelling hello.
I'm not.
So it's just beyond the... The voice is coming from just beyond those gravestones to the north of the screen. Who's going to investigate this?
With Mr. Brennan's blessing, I would be happy to do so. I don't feel good investigating something without the investigator's say so.
Well, yeah, I'm right behind you.
Okay, well, we're fine.
To the right.
All right, so go ahead and position yourselves on the map. I see Zaresk has moved up.
Yep.
Where's the cart on the road?
Yes.
Oh, it's that far away from the road?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I will go up a little bit with Bozaratu or whatever.
Borlu?
Yeah.
Mr. Brennan.
Yes.
Where would you like to be located?
One space behind and to the right of Kerva.
That is... Oh no.
Oh boy.
That's on a gravestone.
Well, I'm not going to be climbing on top of a gravestone. So why not? Just behind
you can use the action take cover.
That gives you cover.
Meh. It's true.
See, I am learning.
So as
I'm still waiting for a response to my question vis-a-vis you being a sea a bog siren.
So you don't get a response to that question, but as you round past that tree there and come flush with those gravestones, you see not a traveler, but a large creature. I'll make the picture bigger so you all can see it.
Oh shit, it's Dobby.
What the?
Does look very Dobby-ish. So this creature is naked. Yep.
Yeah, sure is.
And he's got candles for fingers. He's got pointy little elf ears and black eyes and these very weird, straight up sharp horns.
Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
And it's large?
Yes. It is a large creature.
Mm.
It goes, hello?
Hello.
And we're going to roll for initiative.
Why?
But why? It's just saying hello.
Oh, yeah, it seems an agreeable sort.
Because I was trying to get him to state his business oratorily, can I use performance for this initiative roll?
Lols. No.
Okay.
Amazing.
Lols. I love the answer is just lols.
I guess we'll use stealth.
So I believe the dice on the carousel,
yes,
you can actually type numbers into, I think.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 on the die for perception, and I was trying to stealth, so I'll just use that for a 37.
37 stealth?
I believe.
Dang.
Yeah. No, 38, excuse me.
Good, 27.
27 for Mr. Brennan.
Yes, very bad roll.
27. Done. I
love the digital dice sound.
Right?
You think your roll is bad. I got a 21.
It is worse, yes.
That's all right. Borlu got a 7.
Oh, he should just stay away anyway.
That's kind of the plan.
If all he's right. going to start singing at the end of his at the end of the round, I need to ready an action to cover my ears.
I mean, at the rate in which you guys are going to die, he is going to be singing later, and y'all are going to be hearing more of that next time.
Wait, what?
On episode 133.
I don't like that outro.
Hello?
Take your candle hands and come with me.
We already said hello back.
Oh, you know, if this is Candle Jack, then we might...
Don't!
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you, on Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.